Welcome to the Parenting Teen Solutions podcast, where we parent teens with purpose. In this podcast, we explore practical strategies and insightful discussions to help parents navigate the journey of raising their teenagers with intentionality and purpose. I'm your host, Fina Chichi, and I am so thrilled to join you on this journey as we do this journey really together. As parents of teenagers, we understand the unique joys and challenges that comes with this pivotal stage of parenthood. From guiding our teens through academic pressures to navigating the complexities of their social relationships and supporting their journey of self-discovery, there is no shortage of topics to explore. Each episode will dive into a range of topics from fostering healthy communication and building resilience to navigating technology and cultivating a strong sense of purpose in our teens. Along the way, we'll be joined by experts, fellow parents, and even teenagers themselves to gain a diverse perspective and insights into this journey. So whether you're seeking practical tips, heartfelt stories, or simply reassurance that you're not alone on this journey, the Parenting Teens with Purpose is here to support you all the way. So grab your favorite beverage, you know, make yourself comfortable, or if you're driving in a car, just relax with us. Welcome again to the Parenting Teens Solutions podcast, where we parent with our teens with purpose. Because raising teens isn't just about getting through it. It's about doing it with purpose. Welcome. To persevere is vital in parenting. To persevere is vital in parenting, especially in parenting our teenagers, because our teenagers are in a phase, in a growing phase, in that formative phase where they're trying to find out who they are. So they're going to not hear you sometimes. They're going to argue with you sometimes. They're going to not listen sometimes because they're trying to find their own path. They've been so used to hearing us all through their formative years. And now in their teenage years, where they're trying to figure out who they are, sometimes they can shut us down. Sometimes they may seem distant or closed off towards us. But this is not the time to give up on our teenagers. This is not the time to feel discouraged because they're kind of giving a distance between you and themselves. This is not a time for that. This is a time to persevere. And what does it look like to persevere? Perseverance just means to continuously, steadfastly, taking that course of action, even in the face of difficulty, even in the face of obstacles, even in the face of discouragement. I know sometimes when they seem quite distant towards us, it really hurts in our hearts because we've done a lot of things for them. We've been there for them. We've gone out of our ways for them. So when they start to have those kind of quiet moments where they don't really want to talk with us, they don't really want to hang out with us, it can sometimes bite. It can sometimes pinch. It can sometimes hurt. And so my encouragement for us today is to kind of think about the word perseverance and keep on going irrespective of anything. I know I'm going to give us some examples where perseverance is really, really key. And the beautiful thing about when we persevere as parents, when we persevere as moms, and when we persevere as dads, we're actually indirectly teaching our teenagers how to persevere in their own moments as well. Because they're going to have moments where perseverance is what is going to take them through that time. Okay, let's look at some examples. Let's look at an example of your teenager is just going through this phase where they're constantly on the phone. He or she are barely engaging with the family. What will perseverance look like? Well, perseverance will look like finding new ways to engage with them, like proposing a family game time where their phones will be put away anyway because they're now engaged in that game time with you, or taking interest in things that they like on social media. Maybe they're watching a video or they're into a show and then you guys get to talk about that show. That's quality time. That's a time already together with that teenager, talking about something that they like and using style to get that connecting time with them. So that's really, really key. That's an example where you persevere. Look for other ways to get them to engage with the family. It could also be a time, it could also be a challenging time where your teenager is struggling with their schoolwork. The struggle is there, the progress is slow. Perseverance just looks like not giving up. Keep on encouraging them. Keep on looking for alternative learning strategies, maybe tutors, or finding real-life applications for what they're learning to spark interest in them. It's just not giving up. Yes, sometimes there will be that struggle. Yes, sometimes their progress towards the skills that you want them to, you desire for them to learn, their progress may be slow. But perseverance just shows us that we don't give up. We keep going. Because with teenagers, and I've always noticed this with lots of teenagers, they have a time of when they realize, oh, it's time for me to step it up. It's time for me to shine. It's time for me to take this life more seriously. Every teenager has that time. So persevere, have patience, because your teenager will get to that time as well. Also, perseverance as well. How do we then guide our children into persevering? Into persevering in those moments of failures, into persevering in those moments of discomfort. Because the more we persevere, the more we can teach them and guide them how to persevere as well. Let's look at another example. So let's say your teenager is struggling to make a school sports team. Okay, encourage them to keep training. Encourage them to learn from people who are already currently on the team. Seek the way to kind of give them feedback on how to improve. Don't be too much in their cases about it. Don't be too much saying, oh, you know, you're smart, you're good, you can do it. There's limits to the kind of encouragement. I won't say limits to the kind of encouragement. I want to say more, encourage them in subtle ways. Don't be too much in their faces. And also look for the right times to encourage them. Because sometimes when our teenagers are in that disappointed mode where they don't even want to hear from anybody, that's not really the time to encourage them. Yes, you can be there for them, but give them those encouragements in bits, in bits, in bits. That's how you encourage them the more. When they're facing academic challenges as well, it's important for us to help them to break the problem into smaller bites. Because sometimes what teenagers do, they get overwhelmed with everything. So they kind of expand everything in their mind. Oh, this is not working. This will never work for me. It's important to be that calm voice that can help them see it and break it down into smaller perspectives. So it's really key. I think also sharing stories of perseverance. Like I, for example, when I find videos of role models who have persevered, I do share it with my children, because for them, they can hear a story of someone else who has persevered and they can get a lesson out of it. All the lessons that we want our children to learn, they don't have to come from only us. They can come from other people's stories. They can come from other people that we share with them. So it's important for us to remember that all the lessons we want them to learn, all the values we want them to learn, they don't necessarily have to come from only us. There are many narratives out there. There are many stories out there of inspiration, of people who have had to navigate their own difficulties. These are things that we can share with our teenagers to broaden their perspectives of life and to also have that connecting time with them as well, where we can actually talk about those stories. So in summary, perseverance is really a critical life skill. And by us embodying this value, by us teaching our teenagers this value, we're equipping them with the resilience to face life. They're going to have challenges. There's no hiding away from the challenges they're going to have. But when we equip them with perseverance, when we equip them with these skills to be resilient in life, it really takes them high. They're able to navigate life's challenges. They're able to show up in life. So let's continue to persevere. Those moments that you see as difficult, those moments as you see as slow progress, those moments as you see as declining, don't give up, parents. Please don't give up. Keep persevering. Because as you persevere, you're equipping them with those skills to persevere as well. I trust this has helped. Take care. So that's all for today's episode of Parenting Teens with Poppers. We hope you found this discussion insightful and empowering. Remember, parenting teens is a journey. and we're here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to stay connected, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Parenting Teens Solutions. There you'll find even more resources, tips, and community support to help you navigate the challenges and also celebrate the joys of raising teenagers with purpose. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out with your questions, comments, or suggestions for further episodes. Your feedback helps us create content that resonates with you and meets your needs as a parent of a teenager. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, remember, you're not alone. And together, we can raise confident, resilient, and purpose-driven teens. You take care and God bless you.